Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Happy New Year. Well, on this New Year's Day, I wanted to do something a little different. And this is, I'm going to read to you a meditation by Robert Russell. It's essentially a spoken word meditation, not our typical focus on the breathing and self-awareness. But I think it would be really helpful to get into a quiet, relaxed space where you can receive, where your mind and heart are open, and your state is as calm, cool, and collected as you can get it. So let's do that by just feeling our bodies, relaxing into the present moment. Feel the weight of the body. Notice your breath. Feeling your presence in this very moment. This is a reading from Robert Russell. There's many versions of it. And this is the one I have chosen for New Year's Day, for renewing the heart and mind for a wonderful new year. I know that I am a new person. I have yielded the outer self to the inner self. I have crossed out the old person from my nature. I accept myself as the spiritual being in resurrection. I am strong and of good courage. I am equal to every need. I accept only the good and receive only the good. And I am grateful to the power that has revealed these things to me. I realize I am upheld and sustained by the mighty presence of power of the universe, and that universal power is released in me, changing everything that needs to be changed, healing everything that needs to be healed, and adjusting everything that needs to be adjusted. My needs are fulfilled through my consciousness of oneness with the universe. The spirit of the eternal goes out before me, making easy, successful, and straight my way. I have limitless faith in my unconquerable spirit, and I know that there is nothing in me that can obstruct the divine circuits of health, happiness, and supply. I am victorious over every problem. I am courageous and equal to every emergency. My word dissolves every doubt and reverses every fear. I have complete conviction that my every desire will be fulfilled. I know that I am in the kingdom of the universe. And now, every desire that I am seeking is seeking me. That which I have lost will be found. That which belongs to me will come to me. That which is hidden will be revealed. My body is renewed, revitalized, strengthened, and healed. I manifest perfection in every organ, in every nerve, in every cell and in every function. I am in complete unity with all good, for I think only constructive, positive, helpful, and life-giving thoughts. I move with the mind of the infinite. The divine circulation flowing through my mind is never diverted, diluted, inhibited, congested, or retarded. Everything I think, say, or do is quickened into perfect right action. My thoughts dream is pure and perfect and automatically dissolves everything unlike itself. Today, I have unshakable confidence in the law of faith and in my power to demonstrate it. I am alive with the life of the universe. I know exactly what to do and how to do it. I am governed by law in every thought and word, and I act with absolute certainty and conviction. Today, I am radiant with the light of the universe. I am that point in consciousness through which the universe shines. I am able to see good where evil seems to be. I am unlimited, unfettered, untroubled, and unbound. I am triumphant, victorious, and free. I am centered in the calm and peaceful spirit of the universe. I am at peace with myself, with my world, and with those around me. I rejoice at the peace of the universe as it flows through my whole being. I accept the words of all the greatest teachers coming directly to me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Never let it be afraid. Today, I accept all that I have desired and prayed for. There is nothing in me to doubt or deny the good that I am seeking. It already exists, and it will make its appearance in my experience. No false evidence can dim my faith or prevent its realization. I am under the government of divine law. I use this law, and it becomes a law of my individual being. This law is operating through me and makes my thoughts creative, and my every spiritual desire is satisfied. Today, the infinite within me makes all things new. I have let go of the lesser self in order to experience the greater self, the higher self. Every adverse, limited thought, belief, or condition is now dissolved in the white light of truth belonging to the universe. I now belong to myself, having traded the unreal for the real, having separated the false from the true. I move from a completely new basis. The universe acts through me because I have accepted the kingdom of the universe as my own state of mind. It acts through me as me. This is the day that the eternal has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today I send out my love to all I meet by my words, by my actions, by my appearance. I express my own joy in my attitude towards every person I meet. I go forward to meet my good. I speak no evil. I hear no evil in what is said to me or around me. I am conscious of the perfection and all I look upon, and that perfection is objectified in my experience with those whom I work or with those whom I casually meet. I know that consciously or unconsciously, we all have the same purpose: to express Him on this plane, to be a channel for good. I do not have to wait for the future to see my good materialize. I live in the eternal now and the ever-present here. This is the day that the eternal has made all our good. Rejoice in the good. Chant the beauty of the good. Take that in. Wow. I've read that piece many dozens of times. A few times out loud. But I've never really read it like this. Whew, it is so powerful. Just really takes you through such a journey of staying connected with that power inside us to experience what we want, to be focused on peace and the good and the faith and the connection and the divine, and remembering that it's a law and that this point of consciousness is where we need to be. And it's really great because it kind of shows us how often throughout the day we're not there. And that's really helpful because if we know we're not there, we can aim to be there, which is being here. And it gets a lot, it's fun. It's really fun. I highly recommend that you find your version of this. If you Google Robert Russell Meditation, there's a great YouTube channel called The Voice of the Ages, I believe it's called. And he's got so many great books and pieces of books, chapters of books that he's read on his channel. And that's where I first saw this. But I've since gotten it transcribed and found other versions of it. And it's really, really good. So I hope you enjoyed this. I think it's well worth listening to over and over again because it just washes. I mean, I've got to be 40, 50 times in on reading this and my goal and listening to this. And my goal is to listen to it or read it at least once every day. But it's the kind of thing that I've read and listen to more than once in a day. And it's so deep. It's got so much in it, even though it's just that was like less than 10 minutes of a read, about 8 minutes. So just think, you could read that in 8 minutes. If you did that 2 or 3 times a day, I think you're talking about radically changing your day and over time radically changing your life, because this is such a powerful piece. If it resonates with you the way it does with me, I highly recommend you working with it. It's not the kind of thing you read once and say, oh yeah, no, that was cool. But it's really meant to be something that we come back to, because I mean, just one paragraph of this is so heavy with wisdom and truth. It needs that repetitive focus, almost like a prayer or reading an affirmation over and over again, to really take it in deep so that it becomes a part of us and we begin to live our lives from this realization, from this remembrance of the power that we really have within us to live our greatest lives, to tap into our greatest potential, to shine the light of love from our hearts towards everyone we meet, including ourselves. So, Happy New Year, everybody. Hope this is a gift that you truly enjoy. Talk to you soon. MattOGradyCoaching.com.